It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. The 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament continued with the second day of action from Ironton, Missouri. In the girls' basketball contest, the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers beat Fredericktown 47-28. AV went up 17-0. Fredericktown didn't score until the 8.5-minute mark of the game. That's early in the second quarter, but Arcadia Valley would hang on despite being outscored in the second and third quarters by a final score of 47-28. After the win, head coach Ricky Turnbow.
We had a great start. You know, things were rolling, and then got in a little foul trouble, and then shots just stopped falling, and we got a little stagnant, and we kind of looked around like, you know, well, what do we do? And what do? You just keep playing and find a way to get it done, and I think that's what we did.
Then in our second broadcast, the last quarterfinal of the first round games, 4-seed Fredericktown played 5-seed Bismarck. The Indians jumped to an early 4-0 lead before Fredericktown took over at the 4.5-minute mark of the first quarter and didn't trail after that, getting the win 84-30. Fredericktown advances to face top seed South Iron. Black Cat head coach Micah Reitzel. On the Panthers, says head coach Dusty Dinkins, is one of the best in the state.
They're going to be well-disciplined, and they're going to play Dusty's style and system almost to perfection, I think. You know, he's always going to have them prepared, and they're a program that's used to winning. You know, we're still trying to prove who we are, and so it's a great challenge for us. I mean, we have nothing to lose, so I've always enjoyed being in that position, and so I'm trying to get the boys to realize that as well and take advantage of it.
And the fifth-place semifinal on Tuesday, 7-seed Clearwater beat 6-seed Lesterville 46-44. At one boys' basketball contest not at Arcadia Valley, Valley Caledonia beats Bourbon on the road 73-32. At Mineral Area College, the Mac Lady Cardinals played host to Wabash Valley. Our own Glenn Berry has the recap.
The Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals took on a physical Wabash Valley Lady Warriors Club in women's basketball at the Bob on Tuesday. The Lady Cards out-muscled the Lady Warriors and walked away with an 86-58 win. Mac jumped out to a 22-5 lead in the first quarter on a fast start by Mariah Dallas and a quick run from Marceline Claremont. Mac extended the lead as much as 23 points in the first half before settling for a 41-20 lead at half. In the third, Mac outmuscled the Lady Warriors on the boards and built a 30-point lead before Wabash Valley turned up the physicality and forced Mac into 22 total turnovers and a pair of offsetting technicals for some extracurriculars after the whistle. But despite seeing their lead shrink down to about 17, Mac got some timely three-pointers from Lydia Kimnitzer to seal the deal and win it 86-58. Mac was led by Kimnitzer with 15, while Marceline Claremont finished with 13. Mariah Dallas had 12. Wabash Valley was led in scoring by Shaylin Sprinkles, who came off the bench with 22, but after that it dropped off quite a bit with Asia Elliott and Jordan Scott scoring 8 each. Mac improves to 5-3, while Wabash Valley drops to 3-4. Once again, Mac ladies knock off Wabash Valley 86-58 at the Bob on Tuesday night. For KFMO B104 Sports, I'm Glenn Berry.
Glenn, thanks. Coming up today, it's semifinals from the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Again, 4-seed Fredericktown plays top seed South Iron. And at 8, 2-seed Arcadia Valley plays 3-seed West County. Bulldog head coach Todd Harbison on the Tigers.
Dogfight. They play hard. They get after you. They're aggressive. They rotate in a lot of guys. They stay fresh, which is why it was really important for us to rest tonight. Well coached. David does a good job. They're going to get after you. They're going to have a big crowd. I mean, it's what you want. So, I mean, we're excited. We'll be ready for it.
The semifinals tip off at 6:30 and 8. Our coverage starts on AM 1240 KFMO at 6. Video online at KFMOsports.com. And today at 5, it's a fifth-place semifinal between 5-seed Bismarck and 8-seed Ellington. NHL, the St. Louis Blues wrap up a 5-game road trip tonight. They're in New Jersey playing the Devils. Coverage on B104.3 at 5:30 with puck drop at 6 o'clock. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery on how he would describe his first 12 months as Blues head coach.
Roller coaster. The day I started here was a great day and very grateful to be part of the Blues. And we didn't get things going until after the Four Nations, and then we really got it going. And this year, Unfortunately, we stumbled. But I do like the way we've been playing here in the last three games.
The Blues and Devils tonight on B104.3. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals announced yesterday a trade of right-handed pitcher Sonny Gray to the Boston Red Sox, along with $20 million in cash. The Red Sox will send St. Louis left-handed pitcher Brandon Clark and right-handed pitcher Richard Fitz, as well as a player to be named later or cash consideration. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom on the return, Richard Fitz and Brandon Clark.
Really excited about both of those players. Fitz has big league experience and has what it takes to pitch in a big league rotation. Clark is still in the minor leagues, still on his way up, an up-and-comer with a lot of promise.
What would Bloom say to the fan base that will apparently need to show patience through a rebuilding process?
I think the more fully we commit to what we need to do, the better it will go and the quicker we will get there. I don't view this as something that's about patience. I view it as something that we have to attack with purpose. We have to attack it with urgency, and we have to do that every day. There are elements of our strategy that just make sense for those to be long term. But that doesn't mean we're going to be complacent, and that doesn't mean we're going to sit on our hands.
The Cardinals deal right-handed pitcher Sonny Gray to the Boston Red Sox. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs get set for a Thanksgiving matchup tomorrow with the Dallas Cowboys at 3:30. Head coach Andy Reid on the Chiefs playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas this season.
It means you're doing, or have done, halfway decent, right? So it's not a lot of games being played either one of those 2 days. So that's why I think that's the way you have to approach it. I can't tell you I'm great. I'm excited about short weeks, but I mean, that's part of this thing. So the guys, we get them ready and they go play.
The Chiefs and Cowboys on KFMO Thursday at 2 o'clock with kickoff at 3:30. And NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers wrap up the regular season this weekend against Arkansas. And NCAA men's basketball, Missouri beat South Carolina yesterday 98-66. The Tigers are 7-0. They will play Friday at 1 against Cleveland State. And St. Louis University plays tomorrow against Santa Clara. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.